Fred, my nerdy friend, he and I and a guy named Fred Bates decided we'd start a rock band, because I played a little guitar and so did Fred, and Freddie was the drummer, and we were going to call the group Freddie and the Nightcrawlers. And anyway, we were just starting to ramp up to do that, and Freddie was working in the mines to pay his way through School of Mines. And one day he got killed in a rock fall in the high ore mine up there. And that was the end of the rock group right there. But the old time miners could tell when the rocks were gonna fall or the ceiling was gonna come in because of the fine dust that had started trickling out. Mm-hmm. And they knew all the signs. But Fred didn't, and when it started to come down, he was trying to get out, but it was too late, and it all came down on him. And the same thing happened to me down in the pit. Not the same thing, or he'd be dead, but when I was working down in the pit, I was on a shovel crew with a guy named Bob Henderson, and we were digging one night, and when we were digging into the bank, the cable on the shovel broke. And so we had to replace the cable, and so the cable crew came down, and there was rope men and welders, and there was a big crew to get the cables replaced because they were big, thick, heavy cables. But the shovel was right up against the 33-foot bench, as they call it, or bank. And so the Boilermaker's truck was back down in by the bucket, and we were in the process of putting the cable back on, and all of a sudden everybody started yelling, and this guy grabs me by the arm and he said, "Run," and this other the Boilermaker jumps in the truck and goes roaring out of there. And just as this guy was pulling me along, getting out of the way, then the whole bank came down on the front of the shovel. And it was just the same type of thing. They had heard the little rocks coming down and the dust coming out, and they knew that it was going to collapse on them. And fortunately, the guy was right next to me and pulled me out, so. So working in the pit wasn't all that safe either. Mm-mm. But I went to the pit again. My dad had taken me over there. Well, he took us over there in 1955. I remember he came home one day. He didn't even have a company Jeep then. He had our old Plymouth station wagon. And so he loaded up my mom and I and whatever brothers and sisters were there at the time. And he said, "I got something I want to show you." So we drove way out in this field, and there was a shovel there and a couple trucks. Somebody gave a signal and the shovel started what they call ramping down, digging down into the ground. And that was the start of the Berkeley Pit. And my dad said, "I wanted you to see this because this is really going to be something someday."